SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
SBS Radio.
Caleb Mabo is the grandson of Eddie Koiki Mabo, and we caught up to yarn about Mabo Day, and I first started off by asking Caleb to speak about his late grandfather and the incredible work he has done in the community.
My grandfather was a man by the name of Koiki Mabo, and he was a Torres Strait Islander man from the Eastern Torres Straits, from a cluster of islands called the Murray Islands. He was born and resided on the larger island called Mare. And he lived in Townsville for a majority of his adult life. He was an activist, a principal, a man that saw deeper into the future than what was right at hand. And he fought in the, what he's most known for is fighting in the High Court of Australia for the recognition of the Meriam people as the traditional owners of Mare, and in doing that set the course for the overturning of Terra Nullius. And that's where a lot of native title has come from.
This year marks 30 years since the Mabo case overturned the doctrine of terra nullius in the High Court of Australia, giving way to native title. So what does it feel like for Caleb being the 30th anniversary?
For me, I feel proud of the decision, of the hard work that was done by my father and the fellow plaintiffs, and the not to forget the barristers and all those people that helped him out. And I guess for me, it's quite special. But right now, it kind of brings up the question. What have we got from it, and where do we go next as Indigenous people of Australia? What did the abolishment of Terra Nullius actually mean and actually do for Indigenous Australia? I guess that's what this year has really reflected for me. It's like, okay, well, what's our next step? Where do we go from here as Indigenous people?
Caleb is also working on a big project and planning to restore Eddie Koiki Mabo's traditional home and final resting place.
So I've started a project to just revamp and restore a bit of his where his gravesite is and the land itself. So 2019, I went back with my mum and kind of was a bit saddened by the state of where things have gotten to in terms of the jungle taking over and disease just washing away the land. And I thought, yeah, well, it's time for the Mabo family to come back to life and rebuild those connections that with our ancestors. And that's part of the project that I'm conducting at the moment to restore it.
So what does the day Mabo Day actually mean to Caleb, being the grandson?
For me, it's a day of reflection in terms of what he actually achieved, the hard work that he did. And I guess for me, it's a day for everybody, not just Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It's a day for all of Australia to celebrate. And that is why I've also started to push for this day to become a national public holiday, so that Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people can celebrate this day and recognise it for what it is. It's the day that white Australia recognised Indigenous Australians as the First Nations people, the ones that were here first.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.